Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. This is 720 WGN. Steve Bertrand is with us. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld's keeping an eye on traffic and weather. Yeah, who knew? Maybe a little more snow tonight. Kind of hard to predict at this point, though. On the phone is Stacy Davis Gates, the vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union. How are you today, Stacy?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Jesse Sharkey, who is the Chicago Teachers Union president, was on with John Williams today. Listen to what he had to say.
Why have you decided to step down?
Well, it's partly personal. It's a difficult job. I've been doing it for a long time, and it's just time for me to do something different. And it's partly political. It's never been a goal of mine to get into a position of influence or power and just hold on to it for as long as possible. I view our work as part of movement work, part of an education justice movement. And, you know, it's a goal for that work to take people and have them go from the rank and file into rank and file leadership, into office, and then eventually into the top job. And you can't do that if someone stays president for a long, long time. And so, you know, I look around, I see people capable of doing this work, and it's time to make some space to let the next generation of people come in and lead.
That is Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey on with John Williams today on 720 WGN. And on the phone on Chicago's Afternoon News is Stacy Davis Gates, the Chicago Teachers Union Vice President. And in that interview, Stacy, he indicated that you have his support, that he's looking to you to take that position.
I'm honored to have Jesse's support. Jesse has gotten us through some very rough times when Karen was diagnosed with brain cancer. And here recently with the pandemic, he is a fierce, measured, dependable leader. And we owe him a lot at our union and in our city.
He's endorsed you to succeed him. Have you announced that you want to succeed him?
Well, our process is, I would think of no greater honor than to serve in that capacity at the union that I love. So that's one. And two, I can only do that with the will of the members in the union. And so, and I value and I trust that process, and I am willing to go through it.
So you're going to, right, they can't vote for you unless your name's on the ballot, so your name will be on the ballot.
I intend to put myself forth, yes.
Okay.
This is Stacy Davis Gates, Vice President of Chicago Teachers Union. I saw you retweeted something about since the beginning of the pandemic, the number of employed public K through 12 teachers fell by 6.8%, school bus drivers by 14.7%, school custodians by 6%. We see report after report about teachers who just want to leave. They either want to retire early, they want to find something else to do. The past 2 years have been extremely difficult on them. What do you think is next for the Chicago Teachers Union when it comes to protecting those teachers, listening to them, and trying to retain them?
Well, I think a lot of things come next. A couple of things come to mind right now is that our profession is over 80% female. And throughout this pandemic, our identity has been nearly invisible. We hear a lot about how difficult this pandemic has been for working mothers, and yet teachers have been vilified in a way. And what many people have yet to, like I said, identify is the fact that we're working moms as well. And so we are struggling with the same child care issues, with the same issues with remote learning. Many of our members had their children right next to them while they were instructing and their children were learning. And so making sure that folks understand who we are and what our needs are as well, and they're not that different from the families we serve. I think that's going to be huge.
President Sharkey also told John that he regrets the tone that was taken with the mayor of Chicago and CPS. He also said he didn't know a way around it in some instances, but under your leadership, would the tone change?
This is what I'll say, that the environment has been very charged. We've been dealing with issues of mortality, issues of safety and mitigation. I've said to you on this show, in fact, that it was very difficult for me to reconcile that we were even negotiating safety mitigations. I just think that they should have been there. You know, you all have a workplace, and your workplace has provided basic level of safety. You know, when you went to your workplace this morning, I'm sure you were able to pull into a parking lot that had been plowed. When our members pulled up to work, in many cases today, they had to take shovels out of their vehicles to park. They've taken shovels out of their vehicles to unstick, you know, their colleagues or families who are picking up their children. So, yes. Obviously, you don't want to live on 10. It's not good for you. You know, cortisol levels that high are dangerous, you know, just physiologically. That being said, it has to be an agreement between labor and management to charter a different type of course and to deal with each other as co-equals that need each other for this to work out well. I'm willing to do that. I've said it many times and hope that, you know, the other side can rethink their approach as well.
We're speaking with Stacey Davis Gates, the vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union. And she just indicated to Steve and to you and everyone listening that her name will be on the ballot to replace Chicago Teachers Union president Jesse Sharkey, who announced today that he is stepping back. And we spoke with Howard Tolman. Howard Tolman is an entrepreneur and a venture capitalist here in the city of Chicago. And when I asked him, Stacey, I said, who do you think is going to throw their hat in to be on the mayor's ballot? And he said, you.
Wow. Look, can I be honest with you? This is a very surreal space and time for me. Never in a million years would I have written this script to my life. And honestly, for my name to be mentioned for such, you know, an important and critical role, both in our union and for our city. You know, I often think of both of my grandmothers in this moment, and, you know, I hate that they're not here because this would make them proud. These are two Black women who left the South in the Great Migration, hoping that their children, grandchildren would have the opportunities that I am currently experiencing. And so, honestly, I get the politics. But sometimes I just want to be grateful and bask in the humility and the honor of working hard enough to earn this space, honestly. It is very humbling. It's not just craving influence, power, or politics. It's, you know, a woman, I'm not a girl anymore, but a woman who is only one generation separated from sharecropping on a cotton field in Eudora, Arkansas, to be considered good enough to run the city. That's a big deal for me. And I don't know if I've reconciled all of what that means. Obviously, working at the union and being a part of the leadership team there, you know, that's a little easier for me to grasp a hold of. It makes, you know, sense in this moment.
Look, Stacey, when you do reconcile it, and if you decide mm-hmm. that is somewhere you want to go, you make sure you let us know first, okay?
For sure. And thank you for always reaching out to us and allowing my voice to be heard by your listeners. I do appreciate that as well.
Stacey Davis Gates, vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union on Chicago's Afternoon News. What's happening, Mary?